Happy Sunday, I'm Jevy Ebanks with your latest local news. Two people, Deron Latham and Alicia Harrison, appeared in the summary court recently charged with unlawful gaming, possession of criminal property, and possession of instruments used for selling illegal lottery tickets. Prosecutors say the pair sold lottery tickets on the 23rd of May and were found with cash totaling more than 17,000 Cayman Islands dollars, along with small amounts of foreign currency. They also allegedly possessed papers and calculators used in illegal gambling. The case has been adjourned and could go to trial later this year. The Mosquito Research and Control Unit says mosquito numbers across Grand Cayman remain high, but recent trap data shows improvement. Daily totals have dropped from more than 9,300 mosquitoes on the 18th of June to 4,723 by the 22nd of June, signaling a positive trend. Weather continues to be a major challenge. The best window for aerial spraying lasts only a few hours after sunset, and rain or unsafe flying conditions can force cancellations. Aerial operations are carried out in blocks across the islands, with priorities set using trap data, field inspections, and public reports. Truck foggers also support the effort but are less effective in rain and cover small areas. MRCU says numbers are trending downward but warns more mosquitoes are expected following recent rainfall. Residents are urged to remove standing water and to report heavy activity. The MRCU also say they've completed its annual safety and professional development workshop aimed at strengthening staff, knowledge, and reinforcing safe, effective mosquito control operations. Here's Radio Cayman's April Cummings.
The training was delivered by Clark, a longtime partner of MRCU with more than 80 years' experience in public health mosquito control. The topics included things like pesticide safety, regulatory requirements, spill response procedures, and building a strong workplace safety culture. Staff also participated in a practical spill response demonstration. MRCU Director Dr. Alan Wheeler says ongoing training ensures the department maintains high professional standards and continues to protect public health across the Cayman Islands. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Cayman can expect some 46,000 cruise ship passengers this week on 15 ships. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has the schedule.
Monday is a three-ship day with the arrivals of Resilient Lady, Seven Seas Grandeur, and Adventure of the Seas, with up to 6,600 tourists. Tuesday, you can expect one ship with just 684 potential passengers on MS Insignia. Freedom of the Seas, Carnival Paradise, Carnival Sunrise, and Celebrity Silhouette are the four ships stopping by on Wednesday. They have a combined 13,000 passenger capacity. Thursday is another four-ship day with nearly 12,000 passengers. The ships on the docket are Independence of the Seas, Norwegian Prima, Carnival Horizon, and Celebrity Beyond. Sun Princess and Celebrity XL are scheduled to stop by on Friday. They carry up to 7,600 people. Finally, the last ship of the week comes on Saturday. Ada Soul can carry about 2,600 people. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. You can find the full schedule online at caymanport.com. Finally, this evening, your broadcast today features a conversation with Radio Cayman former director of broadcasting and now the namesake of the newly renamed Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center. On Wednesday, Mr. Banks spoke with me about the importance and impact of seafarers on the Cayman Islands we know and love today. Mr. Banks, thank you for speaking with me. Tell me a little bit in your words how you would describe the role of a seafarer.
Well, I think if you look back over history, the seafarer has been one of the most important aspects or element, whatever adjective or verb that you would want to associate with it, in Caymanian history, Caymanian culture, Caymanian heritage, whatever you want to call it. Because, you know, I believe it's been used before. It was the sea from whence we came. And, you know, people coming here and seeing what we got here don't realize the sacrifice and blood, sweat, and tears that were expended to create the foundation on what all you see here now.
And a lot of that was through seafarers.
Seafarers, yes, going back to, you know, the early days of the turtling trade. The turtling trade was at one time a great part of the Cayman Islands economy.
Can you tell me a little bit about a seafarer that has passed on but still comes to the forefront of your mind when you think of seafarers, and tell me a little bit about why you remember them?
Well, there are so many, you know, that have passed through my cognizance, I think, over the last almost 89 years. You know, but I could just name, let's do five names. You know, Captain Theo, Captain Ali, Captain Reginald, and I spoke with a seafarer friend this morning, Hayward Smith. I think Hayward Smith sailed all over the world. And a lot of other ones, Rupert Ackermann, and who's still around with us, and another one that I thought, Armand Morgan. Those guys sailed all over the world. I think Rupert Ackermann told me he spent his, or Armand told me, they spent their 16th birthday a thousand miles away from Cayman.
And you're speaking to a younger person now, right? So what would you say to someone my generation and below about seafarers that they may not have thought of before?
Learn what they did for the development of what we see here, the amenities and the whatever dynamic you want to describe that we enjoy here today in Cayman. You know, and there's quite a bit of that has been documented in the Radio Cayman historical documentation that we've done over the last, almost 51 years.
And now your message to seafarers, what would you say?
Thank you for the contribution that you have made over the years, facing great challenges and just putting one foot ahead of the other and moving on. And I'd also have to just mention a few other, you know, famous seafarers that come to mind. Kem Jackson, Bob Soto, and you could, there's hundreds that you could name that made great contributions. Captain Charlie Farrington. I've already got myself in trouble not being able to name
too much good men to name.
Yes,
I understand.
Yes, and a lot of this, just what basic core of what we're talking about, we have documented at Radio Cayman over the years, because I did a 15 program series talking with a lot of these, you know, what we should be, the frame that we should put them on, famous people, famous seafarers within our sphere here in Cayman.
I look forward to seeing how we can repurpose those, you know, to bring it to newer generations, because I think that's going to be quite
well. Amazing. That's your challenge. I've been trying to push you and steer you toward that.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I just gonna make the cut too. So, Mr. Banks, thank you so much for taking the time.
The Cayman Islands joined the global community celebrating Day of the Seafarer on Wednesday. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.